These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Samsung announced its Unpacked event will happen at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn August 9th. Samsung usually announces new Galaxy Note models at this time of the year, and what appears to be a new Note, as well as a new tablet, recently went through the U.S. FCC system. Google announced Wednesday it's retiring the brand names DoubleClick and AdWords. Tools for buying ads will now just be called Google Ads and get a simplified default interface. High-end software for ad buyers will be called Google Marketing Platform, and Google Ads Manager will be a complementary tool for large sellers. AdSense and AdMob brands will stick around for small websites and mobile app developers. Google's also beginning public testing of Duplex. That's the system that it showed off at I/O with human-like conversation skills. A small group of trusted testers will try it out with businesses that have agreed to receive the calls. In the coming weeks, Duplex will be able to confirm business hours and by the end of summer be able to start booking reservations. Google held events this week at restaurants in New York and Mountain View, California to let reporters try Duplex. Duplex now identifies itself on any call as Google Assistant and advises that the call is being recorded in states that require it. There's no time frame for a wider launch. Microsoft says its facial recognition tools are better at identifying people with darker skin than they used to be. Error rates have supposedly been reduced by as much as 20 times. At the same time, IBM announced two new public data sets for training facial recognition, one of which has been curated specifically to remove bias by including a greater mix of face types. Facebook is testing an option to let users snooze specific keywords for 30 days. Posts containing the keyword would not show up during the time frame to avoid either topics you don't want to see or spoilers on movies. To snooze a keyword, a user must find a post that contains it, though Facebook says it's working on adding an option to preemptively snooze keywords, which would be important for avoiding spoilers. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon Wear 2500 chip designed for children's watches. It's a third smaller than prior Wear chips with better battery life and designed to work with a custom Android for Kids watch OS developed by Qualcomm. Qualcomm also announced the 429, 439, and 632 series processors for phones and tablets. The chips will start arriving in low and mid-tier phones in the second half of the year. Twitter announced support for the USB key second factor authentication like YubiKey, and new accounts on Twitter will now have to verify either a phone number or an email address. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has a new project called Start TLS Everywhere to help server admins run secure email servers. Start TLS is an extension of the SMTP email sending protocol, which uses SSL certificates to encrypt email on sending and decrypt it on receipt. It operates on more than 89% of email servers, but it's not always configured correctly, so the EFF program provides free Let's Encrypt certificates and proper configuration of servers. Do you miss AOL Instant Messenger? Well, a new chat service is trying to replace it, called AIM Phoenix, using the same software to provide a clone of the now-defunct service. AIM Phoenix, however, is not run by AOL, so you'll have to re-register and possibly pick a new chat name if you trust the service. Facebook said it will stop designing and manufacturing its own aircraft for Project Aquila, which aims to provide internet from drones. Facebook says it's not necessary since leading aerospace companies are designing their own high-altitude machines, so Facebook will focus on designing the internet service to come from the air and work with partners to implement it. Finally, Sony has taken criticism for not allowing full cross-platform play on Fortnite, while Microsoft and Nintendo do. Sean Layden, president and CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment America, told Eurogamer, "We're looking at a lot of the possibilities. You can imagine that the circumstances around that affect a lot more than just one game. I'm confident we'll get to a solution which will be understood and accepted by our gaming community, while at the same time supporting our business." There's no technical reason preventing cross-platform play, so it does appear Sony's trying to resolve business reasons, possibly things like in-game purchases. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And don't forget, Daily Tech Headlines is supported mainly by you. Thanks to everyone who supports the show at Patreon.com/DTNS. We'll talk to you next time.